guild, and I said something back to him about his progression because he was talking about our progression in Say Chat. Well, Mortem says something like, "You're an elitist jerk." Blah blah blah.
Are you in Trade Chat? Are you in just Say?
No, this is just like standing around like the new place in Ice Crown. So, anyways, Mortem basically says, "Raffle my 10-man Alduar Pog is higher rank 10 to your progression." He's basically telling me less fail, and we just started last night and only raided for 2 hours. So automatically, like, him even taking the time out to armory me in the first place and find that out is sad in itself. But besides the point, he basically stuck his nose where it didn't belong and tried to make me look like the asshole because of it. Saying stupid shit like, what a miserable $15 a month you are. And then, since obviously I couldn't deal with him or have a mature conversation, I messaged Forestick to try and find out who the GM or the officers were. And he says, what member? I said, is there anyone mature and reasonable I can talk to who's an officer? He says, yeah, me. He says, what's up? I said, come on my vent. And then he says, get over yourself, scrub.
So you're upset that Mortem injected himself in your Say conversation?
Well, basically, he opened his mouth and said something that I had said to the other guy without knowing what the other guy had said to me.
You lost me. He opened his mouth and what?
Okay, so basically, some guy was just basically talking about some bracers that I was using, which are male. And he was arguing that they weren't best in slot, and I said something about his spec, and he's like talking about my progression, so I talked about his progression in Yell Chat as he walked away, and that's what Mortem caught. He caught me making fun of his guild wiping on 3 months for 3 drakes, and he's like, wow, you're an elitist fag, and then he pretty much messages me talking shit, basically doing the same thing that he's bitching at me for. So he's calling me an elitist, yet he's being an elitist himself.
So you were making fun of somebody else, and he made fun of you?
Yeah, because basically he only heard one side of the argument or story.
And now you're crying about it.
No. I wanted to talk to a mature officer, like I said when I messaged Forestick. Is there anyone mature and reasonable I can talk to? And the
I got you. I'm listening. But what do you want us to do about it? Do you want me to, like,
I just wanted the officers and the mature people in the guild who actually probably matter in your guild to realize how bad some people in your guild actually make it look. That's all I was trying to get across. I know in my guild, when people act stupidly and say stupid fucking comments and stick their nose where it doesn't belong, I demote them for making us look bad. I don't know if you guys do the same, nor do I really care, but I just want to bring it to your attention and talk to someone at least somewhat reasonable.
Clearly you do care, or else you wouldn't be here.
Well, obviously, I wouldn't waste my time talking to you if I didn't care. That's quite a given, is it not?
Well, we took care of Mortem. We're giving him crap inside of Guild Chat right now. I mean, is that what you wanted us to do?
No, like I said, that's not what I came here to accomplish. I came here to at least talk to someone mature and make them realize how bad that some people in your guild make it look. That's all. I don't expect you to punish him.
But
I don't expect
you know,
to talk to
you
him.
To be perfectly fair, you were making fun of somebody else. So, I mean, you're getting mad at one of my members
for doing something you were doing yourself.
No,
because he didn't even hear the other half of the conversation. So for him to make fun of me for basically defending myself against the other guy is pure stupidity.
But you were yelling insults at somebody. I mean, I don't really understand how that's any different than what Mortem did.
I mean, if you were looking to not get made fun of or whatever, then keep it in private chat or whatever you have to do, bud. I'm just sitting there and I see what's going on. This dude's like hella getting harshed on by you, and I'm like, dude, what an elitist jerk off, straight up.
And pretty much what you said back to me made you just as much of an elitist, if not more, than I was. So if you're trying to prove a point, don't try and fight fire with fire, dude.
I don't know how
okay,
you can pull off.
So what do you want to do to solve this? I apologize. No,
I guess
just kidding.
I didn't expect anything to happen out of this, and when I came into Vent talking to you, I didn't expect three or four other people in the channel to be here either.
We're a rather guild community. How can you expect to call somebody out on being immature for being for making fun of you and saying you're an elitist jerk when you were literally doing that to someone else, even in defense of yourself? That's still immature. Like, you don't need to say something rude back to them. It's unnecessary. Especially in Yell, like,
it goes both ways, you know? I agree, I shouldn't have said something stupid in Yell chat, but for him to stick his nose where it didn't belong and go into...
Well, I mean, it's Yell chat. By default, when you put something into Yell chat, you've just included everybody in the entire area.
So that automatically means because someone yells that it's your business or that you should respond.
Yes.
Like you just.
Yes. If you didn't want it to be everybody's business, you should have messaged the guy, not yell. As soon as you yell, yes, it's everybody else's business. I mean,
why would you
doesn't necessarily mean they need to go off and insult you, but yes, it is everybody else's business as soon as you yell. That's like the point.
Okay, well, I won't completely agree and I won't completely disagree with that, but the point is when I message people like Boristic in a mature manner trying to deal with a situation that I thought was completely stupid, and Mortem, I think it was really dumb for you to waste your time and even waste a spot for me on your ignore list. It's pretty stupid to stick your nose where it doesn't belong, regardless of the situation. But for Boristic to basically tell me off after I tried to come at him in a mature manner...
Well, if it was any way like the way you came at me, it was stuck up and without telling me whatsoever what you wanted, and not willing to go to our guild site and click on event link.
The only reason that you got any attitude from me is because I asked you a simple fucking question, which was your vent info, and you couldn't do that. You gave me a web
browser. I gave it to you. I gave you our website and told you to click on the link that said
vent. Not everyone's stupid enough to click on a fucking website, dude. You might be that dumb, but I'm not that fucking dumb.
That's our vent info. I'm sorry we aren't a guild that, fucks people over. Does your website have
we don't
like,
have a website.
Scams and viruses.
Websites are a waste of time.
Okay, well, maybe when you get to a larger guild and you need like better communication within your guild, you'll understand the value of having a website to keep everybody in track.
I've had this guild for a year and a half, and I appreciate the advice, but I really don't need it.
It's fine that you don't have a large enough guild to warrant it, but you gotta realize that there are guilds and there are other groups that are large enough to warrant a guild website. Or a website in general, like for a company.
Not everyone likes or agrees with forums.
Right, but it's a way of communicating between your players. Like, even Blizzard uses forums for their players.
Communicate through messages in-game, guild chat, guild calendar, that's what all that shit's for. Anyways, this isn't what I came here to debate. What I came here to debate is when I message someone like Boristic, who claims to be an officer, and someone mature in the guild, who I thought I could deal with things that obviously are a waste of fucking time.
Well, the point is, you wanted us to go through a bunch of work to get you on vent without... you know, the normal way we get our people on vent without telling us whatsoever what you wanted. I mean, that was the problem.
So just because it's the normal way that most people do, it means it's the way that I ask for or the way that some other people
do. Well, like I said, I'm not going to cater to you until I know what the fuck you want, and you wouldn't do that.
Copying a simple link is catering to me? Wow.
Yes, because it's different from the way I do it every single way.
Exactly.
Again, like I said, everybody that wants our vent knows how to get our vent. Go to our website and get on our vent, and they do. And when you want something different, yes, I have to cater to you.
Oh, I don't even.
Because fuck if I know what our vent info is. I had to go look it up because everybody else in their right mind is willing to go onto our website and just click the damn link.
Yeah, well, not everyone trusts you because not everyone in your guild is clearly mature. So.
Well, that's cool, but that's why I wanted you to explain what the hell you wanted before I catered to you, like I was saying.
But one thing that I should say is, if you have people like Vorstick who are claiming to be an officer, whether he is or isn't, you should really think twice about who you guys promote to officer, because he made your guild look really bad with the comments he made.
In the same way that you made your guild look bad by yelling out insults, I don't understand how that would make our guild look bad.
Dude, I don't even know what the fuck you're laughing at. You've been interrupting me since I joined. You want to talk about maturity?
Interrupting you? I haven't said hardly but, what, three words? One of them was,
I thought that was fire at last. I thought that was fire at last, my bad.
No. I don't understand how you can talk about this immaturity when you're yelling in yell chat about an insult to somebody.
Something
else
that has no bearing on you whatsoever? Yeah, good call.
Right. Again, but as soon as you put it in yell chat, you've invited the entire community into your conversation.
So that means that because I dangle a stake over the side of the bridge, you should go fucking grab it, right? Common sense.
So,
dude.
What?
I don't understand that part.
It's called a figure of speech.
Yeah,
I
but it
what a figure
doesn't
speech is.
Really relate at all.
Why
to
would
what
I
want to
grab a stake
about?
You're dangling over the side of a bridge?
Let's say you're hungry and you want a fucking steak and it's dangling
but
over
not,
the side.
But I'm not retarded. Maybe you would do that, but I would.
Exactly my point. I'm just you just furthermore proved my point. Enough said.
That you're a retard and you'd take a steak dangling over a bridge?
See, and this is what I came here to talk about, is people like you, Vorstick. I tried to come to you in a mature manner and talk to you man-to-man, and you gave me nothing but six-year-old comments. It's quite sad, really, how mature you actually are.
Dude,
I'm trying
you're
to
the
grow
one
up,
who
man,
doesn't
like
understand that community chat is community chat and private chat is private chat. I'm failing to understand how that concept is so difficult.
Okay, there's a couple people who have even messaged me since this conversation has started, even people in this channel who are talking shit about you guys, so I wouldn't think too highly of yourselves.
We
Dude,
don't think highly of
yourself,
ourselves, trust me.
The only reason we have you here is to make fun of you and record your vent, so you can feel free to leave at any time, we got more than enough.
Recording vent, wow. You guys are trying to prove a point in who's mature and who's not, and you're reporting my shit? That's pretty sad.
No, we're not.
We're not trying to prove a point.
We're not
we're
trying
just
to
making
prove
fun
a
of
point.
You.
We record all of our rent conversations for public record.
Yeah, we really don't need to make fun of you. I don't. Maybe it's just me.
Well, it's clear that your guys' guild could care less what your members do or make your guild look like. I'll keep
that
in mind next time someone says something.
GM.
No, next time someone says something, I'll just make sure that I throw my opinion in, because my opinion always matters, right?
That's cool. You have me on ignore, so you won't see it anymore.
That's why it's an
opinion. I won't have to worry too much.
Yeah, it's fine if you throw your opinion in, and it's fine, especially if you're doing it in yell chat. I'm glad to know, though, that the GM of Stasis is willing to throw out insults in yell chat for the whole server to read an insult coming from a GM. That's completely untrue. Regardless of the personal conversation you're trying to have, you're not having a personal conversation in yell chat. It's completely disrespectful to that guild, because, as you just said, you're bringing in someone else who has no knowledge of what you're talking to, and all they see is the yell of you insulting someone else. You gotta realize that looks negatively on your guild.
You have to realize that when you only see one side of a conversation, and
right,
you say
but
something,
right, people aren't.
The same
people
thing.
Aren't. They're not so seeing they're one not side of the conversation. All they're seeing is you.
Exactly. So why open your mouth if you're not seeing the entire conversation? Why
because
fucking
you're
open
insulting
your mouth?
Somebody. Why would you insult somebody in yell chat? Why? What purpose?
Because he was running away, and maybe I don't expect other people to open their mouth just because they see something, but then again, common sense isn't common. I don't know.
Yeah, because common sense says if you put it in yell chat, you've invited everybody.
That's like me walking down the street and some guy beating his girlfriend and me saying, hey, fuck you, dude, and not noticing that his girlfriend stabbed him in the side of the ribs. Like, it's totally circumstantial.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
Okay, so you just keep walking by and let him beat up on his girlfriend? That's cool.
Well, maybe if
because maybe you don't know
him. Maybe if his girlfriend was a crackhead, or maybe she did something to deserve it. You don't know that. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
But you still fucking intervene. You don't just keep going because maybe it isn't what it looks like.
You call the cops.
And what, take the chance on someone else's business or someone else's problem that you might get stabbed?
So you'd rather take the chance that chick gets her face pushed in? That's a good chance.
That's not my fucking problem.
Wow, dude, you're pretty pathetic.
As a decent citizen, that is your problem.
It's called heartless. You need to call the cops. I'm not a fucking decent citizen.
And yet
but you expect the rest of us to be decent citizens?
No, I just simply told you guys to mind your own business.
No, dude,
But you know what? With how mature Vorstick is and how mature Mortem is, with all the times that I've tried to talk to you guys and tried to be mature and tried to deal with this in a mature manner...
But you're not mature, and you're not a decent citizen.
Exactly my
You've already told us that.
Dude, you can't even let me finish my sentence, and you're trying to down-talk.
Why should I?
No, dude, I totally agree with you, man. When I see a girl screaming for help because she's getting raped, I totally, slap the guy high-five and walk away. I'm down.
Yeah, you're cool.
Dude, that's what you said. That's exactly what you said. You said
by
you wouldn't intervene because maybe it's not. Yeah, maybe it's
activity.
Not. It's not what it looks like. So you just leave it alone.
The law would
I'm
say
glad
that you
in
need
this
to report
the concept of it.
The bottom line is, Yell Chat is for everybody. If you don't want everybody to hear your conversation, they invented whispers for that exact reason. I mean, that's what it is. And honestly, if you won't find anybody that will think otherwise. I mean, everyone that plays this game understands that Yell Chat includes everybody and Private Chat includes one person.
You really must have
underlying
intention of having him read that along with everybody else in the proximity, because I definitely saw it and I had a problem with it. My bad.
What are you talking about?
The Yell Chat. Same thing we've been talking about.
You're really quiet. What did you say?
If you think that what he did makes his guild look bad, what about what you did to your guild?
I mean, I have high-functioning autism. What's your excuse?
I mean, Bobby, I don't know if you realize this, but you probably see me running my mouth 24/7 in trade, so if you think that I care what the fuck I make my guild look like, you're terribly wrong.
Then why would more
so
other guilds?
I was gonna say, so you don't respect your guild. Why do you expect us to behave any differently than?
How could that possibly have made my guild look stupid to someone who had seen both sides of the conversation?
You just said that you run your mouth 24/7 in /2 and make your guild look bad.
If someone saw both sides of the conversation, how the fuck do they know? How do they know who's mature and who's the idiot?
They're not going to see both sides if you use it in yell.
Give me a valid fucking answer, one of you.
You're using it in yell. They're not seeing both sides. You're purposefully doing that. Nobody saw the other side of the conversation, yet you're opening up
exactly
one side
my
for
point.
Everybody
I'm
to see
point
it.
Proven. Thank you very much.
Okay, so if I call you a fucking dumbass, you have no right to get pissed off because you didn't see the other side of the conversation.
Does that even make any sense? Whatsoever.
Yeah, thank you.
What
That's
you
exactly
doing
what you just
like
said.
That's not what I just said. That's not even close.
By using it in yell when nobody else saw any of the other conversation, you used an insult. That's inviting other people to look and only see one side of the conversation. They had even no knowledge that the other side was there.
So basically you're saying that it's okay to make judgments after only hearing one side of the conversation? Is that what you're
No,
saying?
It's yeah. not okay to get pissed off when you only
Whoever
give one
Whoever just said yes, you're a fucking moron. Okay, sorry, go on.
You're a fucking moron.
You're only giving people one side. These people have no knowledge that there's even another side because there was no mention of it. It was in a say conversation. If you want to insult them and say again, that's fine.
Okay,
but
so
realize
if you don't
other
know
people
anything
can
about it, or you see someone making a stupid comment, that means to make a stupid comment or say something dumb about what they said as well.
Yeah, that's entirely.
The guy's
flawed.
Logic is pretty flawed.
That's pretty much the point. Yeah, that's why they have yell.
If you want to have a private conversation, use private chat.
So flawed.
No. Your logic of walking by a rape victim and doing nothing is completely flawed and it's fucked up.
But you never know, she might be a crack whore and deserve it.
That's clearly the case.
So you just want to leave it be. Never mind that doing so is actually against the law.
Everyone who gets raped clearly deserved it.
Agreed.
That's what she said. I was trying to make about the quote-unquote rape victim, which wasn't even the case, nor the subject that I was talking about in that matter. I didn't even bring up
rape. That was your analogy.
It had nothing to do with the conversation.
Oh, right, I'm sorry, it wasn't rape. She was just getting the shit beat out of her. Same difference.
If someone's doing something across the street, and you don't think it's right, just because you don't think it's right doesn't mean that you should open your mouth or get involved.
Yes, actually, that's
the law. No, it does mean that you should get involved.
That's the law. I
and
don't know where your fucked
you.
Up morals are from.
I actually have respect for other people.
No, that's right. What makes you different from everybody in the world.
You don't give a shit about what happens to other people.
You know what? Here
you
I
don't
am
give a shit about people taking advantage
guys,
of other people.
And I can barely get a word in without you guys interrupting me. And you guys are trying to... Never mind. It's not even worth my time.
Okay. I your don't understand why possible. You don't think
so
that you're able to talk.
Get the fuck off. Okay.
It's spinny.
And you have people like, get the fuck off. Like, you're trying to prove how mature you are and that you're my
We're not trying to prove how mature we are.
No.
Warludes
I'm
is
trying...
a fun guild. We don't
I didn't even say anything about
else.
Our guild progression. I was talking about my own personal pug progression. I'm sorry. And it was whisper chat, so, I mean, if that's any consolation.
No, you're right. Taking it to whispers makes it much better that you are not minding your own business. It makes a huge difference.
Taking whispers doesn't bother everyone else. Doesn't make a huge scene.
Either way, I came to you guys in a mature manner trying to talk about the situation regardless of what it was about. And I get comments from Boristick like, my apologies that Morta made fun of your terrible guild. Like, honestly.
Well,
like you can laugh. You can laugh it up all you want.
You've already admitted yourself that you don't give a shit about the reputation your guild has. So why does it matter?
Because I'm not the one who makes it look bad. I don't make it look bad whatsoever. The only time.
No, you said that you make it look bad and you don't care. You just said not but like 5 minutes ago that you make it look bad all the time in trade chat and don't care.
To make it look bad to the
you
people
said
who,
that.
Think,
you said
who,
that.
Who thinks it's
that's
bad.
Kind of
like,
immature. That's
probably,
kind of immature.
Half you guys started talking shit to me because you go by what other people say rather than making a judgment for yourself. That's the problem.
We've never heard of your guild before in our entire life. We're going only off of what you've told us in the past 15 years. That's all we have.
Maybe you yourself have been, but not the other people.
Has anybody heard of his shitty guild before?
Yeah, I have. I have some friends in there. Maybe I'll tell them to screw up the raise even more.
I feel bad for Joseph. Poor guy.
You can try and tell them that all they want, because if people screw up that bad, I make them sit anyway, so...
That's rude.
Excuse me, they don't need to try to screw up the raise.
But you might not know the other side of why they're screwing up the raid. What if they had a real life issue? Like, you just don't know, and so you can't really sit them based on that.
Well,
you don't know
the
other
problem.
Side.
They need to figure that out before they waste
I've
my time.
I've been sitting next to Martin the whole time and seen the whole thing play out.
Like, Mortem, you've never even played with me, and you make comments like, hope you can find a game you can play well someday. Like, you've never even seen me play, yet you're claiming I'm a bad player, basically. That's what you're implying.
Well, yeah, I was, but that's just a cheap shot I took.
So, yeah.
So at least you're mature enough to admit to that, but that doesn't make it any better. My point is, when I come to you guys in a mature manner, regardless of the situation, like Mortem and Voristick, and I get nothing but immature comments, it's quite sad, and it shows the true maturity and the way that your guys' guild is led, and what being an officer
but it's entirely serious.
It just goes to show how much shit your leader actually puts up with.
Right. Are you masturbating while you talk to it?
It's entirely legitimate.
I'm just wondering.
I'm bashing them.
You do realize that Warleaf is ranked 4th right now on the server for progression, right? They're
you do realize
shitty.
That rank and number of people means nothing, right? It's all about the skill in the guild, and having a large guild doesn't equal skill. You guys have...
Right, and
I'm not even going to get started on the subject, because I'm sure most of you guys...
Doing progression doesn't have any ranking on...
Exactly. How does a large guild...
We started Alduar last night, did it for 3 hours, and almost got 4 bosses down.
Almost, wow.
Yeah, because Parks has already been in there with us doing all the 10-man stuff and knows all the fights.
Who knows? All I know is that when he was on Parts of the boss that we're on, he says that the group that he went with has been wiping consistently, so if that's you guys, I wouldn't be talking too much about that.
Let's see, we one-shot Leviathan, we two-shot Council, and we probably would have one-shot Deconstructor if we knew to DPS the... So yeah, that was like an hour and a half.
That's amazing, because those bosses are so hard, dude.
Yeah, they're
hard enough that you didn't get past them yet.
You haven't even cleared them.
Yes, I have. Look at my fucking achievements, you scrub, before you run your fucking mouth.
Ten man.
You just said you did 3 bosses.
Now you're calling people scrubs. You're the disrespectful of a terrible scrub.
We did Deconstructor, we did Razor Scale.
Why are you resolving
that flame Leviathan?
Those are all easy.
So how did that get you compelled?
That's exactly my point. Like, you guys are bragging about 1/2-shotting some bosses that are pathetically fucking easy.
We're 1 or 2-shotting them without strength. So,
again, if they're pathetically easy, why haven't you done
that? Those bosses are pretty much freeballing, and you guys actually knowing or not knowing the fight in itself is... pretty, like, that's a broad statement, dude. Not everyone knows the fight. Some people know the fight, some people look on it, some people don't. To say that all 10 people in your run freeball the fight is...
You said it was super fucking easy, and yet you've never done it. You said the exact same thing about Sartre.
It's gear dependent.
And yet you've never done it. You've never done it.
It's not gear dependent.
So because I haven't done it, you're right.
People did it the very first
group dependent. It's more of having the right setup than anything.
You've done 3 bosses on 10. Gratitude.
So because we're a late-night weekend raiding guild and I start progression not on the first day it comes out, unlike you guys, because I have a life and other things to deal with, that means that we're a bad guild? Is that what you're saying? Yeah. I mean, whoever said that, I mean, you got friends in my guild. My guild can't be that bad, right? Otherwise, they'd be in yours, would they not?
They were friends I didn't invite to my guild.
That's what I thought.
That's what you thought? You thought we could invite the shitty players to our guilds so they could stay in...
That person talking is not in Warloots. He's in a different guild.
And all the more... Just even furthermore proving my point.
That nobody likes you? It's not just us?
But you can't have a mature conversation with one of your officers in the guild without bringing someone else into it or making an immature comment towards me. But good try anyway.
You called me a scrub. That's pretty immature in itself.
It's slang terminology. I'm sorry if you're not mature enough to deal with it. That's life.
So, what do you want to
Did you learn that word at school today, mature?
Alright, I'm done with this. Talk to me when you're
done. Yeah, I'm done too. I mean, like I said, I've more than furthermore proved my point that regardless of the situation, your guys' officers are nothing but fucking immature, so it goes to show what kind of...
Thanks for coming on event. We got about 20 minutes of conversation to laugh at later, so thanks a lot.
No problem. Obviously, people like yourself will be wasting their time laughing it up, just like you guys do to Armory.
Bye.
Just goes to show how pathetic you scrubs really are.
Bye,
scrub.
Bye. Thanks for your time, Firecrest. You're actually one of the only mature and reasonable people in this channel. It's quite surprising.
Actually, he was laughing at you in guild chat the whole time, but
probably just because he was
not
laughing at me, that means that he was immature and unreasonable? I don't think so.
We're just feeding the fireman. Just makes this vent clip a little bit more classic.
I'm a good guy.
You can leave any time. You don't have to sit here and wait for us.
Well, I just wanted to see if you had anything else stupid to say. Because Lord knows you've said nothing
got
but intelligent comments since I've joined, right?
But should I go through your achievements and see how much you haven't?
Sure, because achievements equal skill, right? Anyone can join the best guild.
That's what you
just
said. You said to check your achievements.
Yeah, that's pretty much what
I wouldn't say I wouldn't say it's a direct linear equation, but I would definitely say that achievements are pretty much proportionate to your skill, wouldn't you?
More as a whole rather than the individual person.
I'm sorry, what?
I mean,
if
you base achievements from one person based on the person itself, it's pretty stupid. I mean, it's not the one person that gains those achievements, it's more of the group as a whole.
So why doesn't your guild have 3 Jake Sarth? It's so easy.
You have the Hot Pocket achievement, that's pretty good.
Bad.
That's amazing, eh? 2 achievements, 3 bosses down, first time, oh baby.
10 man is easy.
No, dude, Flame Leviathan's hard on 10 man, Raj, what are you talking about?
You can't just face him. I mean,
it's not like it was 5 man the second. Oh wait, never mind.
Yeah, you can like 1 man the trash.
Anyways, I'm out. Nice talking to you, Firecrest. Sorry you're a piece of shit, Boristick.
Oh, more info. Oh, it hurt.
Oh, you're so mature.
You can always laugh at that one later and talk about who's mature or not. Make you feel a little bit
Are
better.
You from Canada?
Hey.
Fuck, who is
it? Don't you blame him on Canada.
No, that wasn't a boo. I heard it.
Let me guess, 3/4 of this channel is Americans. Fucking guaranteed.
No, only because, like, 90% of the WoW population is American.
And that just goes to show how ignorant Americans really are on that note.
Because we play WoW?
I hope you get a brain tumor so your free healthcare doesn't pay for it.
He left.
Aww.